Talib Kweli. Life is hard, death is harder.
Album title?
No. It's from the, what is the name of that song? I can't remember that song. Oh, I can't remember the name of the song. It was like a baseball reference, though.
Yeah, but why would Kanye say, maybe he took it back by then. Hopefully.
That is a question that you can ask pretty often. Why would Kanye do that? Or why would Kanye say that? Like, that's...
Because that's just dumb.
Yeah, I mean, but
fucking dumb.
So much of it is dumb and seems like it's for shock value.
I think most of the shit now, you're probably doing for shock value. How much more attention do you want?
I think it's also fair to, when you're discussing him, to like really state that he's got some mental issues, like he real does. Ones. You know what I'm saying?
Like you guys saw when he was on SNL, mm-hmm. and he had the speech at the end.
I tuned out for that.
And then
the
following week on Weekend Update, Pete Davidson, I think I posted that on the TV set, but if y'all don't watch it, Pete Davidson was like, you know, Kanye West made the most awkward, you know, he was like, makes the most awkward statement ever, blah, blah, blah. And he said, as you can see, he started talking and see me, I walked away because I wanted a career.
that was funny.
And he said, you know, Kanye West, you know, stop taking baths. He's like this. Take him.
Oh,
you know, there's nothing wrong with the man being
He tried to get him I don't know. What up, y'all? You were rocking live with Rap Sucks Radio. My name is Trek Life. It's your fam, Kev Sakota.
What's up?
And your homeboy.
My bad.
Mr. Shook. Yeah, you are falling.
Well, I was thinking about Saturday Night Live because we're doing the Saturday Night Live review.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled was on the last episode of the season. A couple weeks ago or last week. Was it last week?
I think it was last week.
Might have been last week.
Maybe, yeah.
And Wifey has never, she's just, you know, it's like millions and millions of human beings never taken the time to familiarize himself with the DJ Khaled canon.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, wait, what is, I don't know if you saw it.
I heard about it at work.
Yeah, she's like, what does he do? And I'm like, I'm not sure. I don't even know if he produces the tracks, but he puts the records out. I think he's just like a connector. Like everyone really likes him. I don't know Khaled, right?
I just wish the audience could see the sincerity on your face. Because me and Shug were like, oh, this is the setup for a joke.
Yeah.
Now we're like, oh, wait, you're serious.
Yeah. Because you can't get that many A-list celebrities together if people don't really dig you. You know what I mean?
I'd imagine. He seems to be, he seems like an encouraging, really cool dude.
Like
Lil Jon seems like that type of person.
Lil Jon's mad cool. Like, but yeah, and Khaled, you know, it's like he's like the kid who always got picked last on the basketball team, but who then became your best friend for the rest of your life, like because he's just so cool.
Six Rock. What up, Six Rock? Like, he's probably the kid that would get picked last on any team.
The great thing though is that now, whenever, like at least once a day, I think I'm able to drop another one and just drive her crazy.
I'm not sold on does he make those beats
thing. I couldn't even speak
He's a producer so does he, producer DJ and
yeah, motivational actually, he had a video on YouTube where he was like, you know, DJing, like showing that he can actually DJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, all he really did was do double.
If you can get Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, and you know, Celine Dion on the same track, I'm sure you can get a good producer to do the track.
That's true. Really quick opening question, speaking of getting people on the same track. Kev, man, years ago, I found out that you actually used to rap.
I did.
Can I get a verse or?
No. No, those are gone.
Wait, how gone?
You can get some bars. Get some Bob bars.
What up, y'all? This is DJ Dramatics, and y'all are tuned in to BTSistheshit.com, aka Rap Sucks Radio. Peace.
Hip-hop, hip-hop.
So that is that the verse? Is that the,
that's the entire verse.
Kept to go to bars.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna hear that nowhere else.
Nowhere else. Nowhere else but Rap Sucks Radio. What up, y'all? You were tuned in live to Rap Sucks Radio.
I heard you used to rap.
I did. There was a time when I did that type of nonsense.
Oh, wow. Why nonsense?
Well, it was a nonsense track.
I mean, you know, that's cool.
We need to... are we ever going to really explain the title of this podcast program? Well,
okay. So my cousin, shout out to my cousin Anthony.
What's up?
That's my fam, man. Well, he's my actual fam, but... But he brought that up. He said, I wonder how many of y'all listening have had that issue too, where he's like, you guys have never explained the show and you don't go into it and you don't. We had decided like we would just not explain.
Yeah, we also don't really know. We just think it sounds funny.
I thought it was way better that we acted like we knew. But yeah, no, we don't know.
Oh.
I don't really have a. What does it mean to. Okay.
I'm not saying we need to do it now. Maybe we'll save it for the 100th.
So we'll explain
like
it.
We'll just reveal.
Or when we're like, when we interview like Snoop Dogg or something like that, we'll be like,
yeah.
And he'll say, why does it, what's, you know, yeah.
I love a rap, homie. Like,
yeah, why y'all Snoop. Keep, why y'all say rap sucks, homie?
Like, we like, we sorry, Snoop, man. Like, I love Snoop, man. Like, my bad, Snoop. Now pass that joint.
You know who probably doesn't love Snoop? Snoop?
Who?
Steve King.
This is positive. True.
This positive. Is true. Steve King's out here. Okay, first of all, out here tripping again. Out here tripping the remix.
Yeah.
You mind me? I actually kind of. Steve King is a Iowa congressman, by the way, for those who do not know, a 77-year-old man. And
he's constantly tripping. He's out here tripping parabellum.
Right? He out trumps Trump a lot of times, actually.
And that's saying a lot.
He basically insinuated that that all other races of people and all other cultures of people get it phone. Yet another episode where the phone is in the building. What up, though? New phone? Who this? Just somebody doing a show. All right. Anyway, back to Steve King.
Oh wow.
Steve King would probably put his phone on silent though, right? Because you know if black people call, you don't win. Anyway. Wow. So, in a video, the congressman was seen responding. I can't see, so that's why the mic might change, because I'm looking down at in the light. But anyway, responding to a constituent who said that his history of racist words was dehumanizing. And the 77-year-old fired back and said, and I quote, "If we presume that every culture is equal and has an equal amount to contribute to our civilization, then we're devaluing the contributions of the people who laid the foundation for America, white folks. And that's our founding fathers. We need to hang on to these principles and restore them and refurbish the pillars of American exceptionalism."
Dude is wild, delusional.
White people built this country, and we need to make sure that we... let you all know that you were uncivilized groups of human beings who built pyramids in the South and who had multiple sects of Native Americans who had their own political system before we got here. But we did this. We did this. The people who could not even survive without the Native Americans initially, who would have frozen to death, we built this. And this is not to disparage the contributions of white Americans, by the way. I would never disparage the contributions of white Americans. It seems stupid to even do that, because then it's basically the reverse foolishness of your man Steve King. But right.
Correct.
Come on, dog. What are you doing? That's your response. And then he said, Suge, then he said, what I said wasn't racist.
See, you want me to behave. You say, yes. You want me to behave. But then you tell me stuff like this and you won't.
Yeah, he's a clown.
He's a goof. That's a
complete clown. Like, you are not even a real person.
He's a waste of skin. Yeah, I said it. He's a waste of skin.
77 years old.
That's a lot
of skin. I can't believe he won his election. That's the thing that kills
me. But you can't? I can't believe that.
It's so hard. It's scary because there are people like that out there. Think about it.
Shout out to Indy 100 for and CNN, which is the source of the news. Okay. Go ahead.
But that's just scary because he's literally saying he's racist. He's saying it.
Well, that's why I'm talking about his election, because during the election, during the midterms, he had racist white people saying, dude, you've gone a little bit too far.
And when a racist
dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, chill. We actually supposed to be subtle these days. Like, nah, man. There's a deeper conversation here, though. And I had noted in the notes that this is so stupid that there weren't any notes for it. But people define racism like differently, right? Like, I think a lot of people confuse prejudice with racism, and where one is the root to the other, one is not actually the other, right? Okay. But this is actually pure on for real life racism. This is actually believing that your race is superior to others and thus deserves more credit and more sensitivity and more understanding and more power and blah, 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 blah. This is supremacy. This is actual what he said. Is a full paragraph, and I'm borrowing that from Don Lemon, and I got to find a quote for Homeboy real quick, but it is actual white supremacy, like purified white supremacy. So I don't understand how this continues to pass. Like, why do you vote these people into? I know why. Like, I'm not naive. But then there's also the proverbial why. Like, are you serious? We're still doing this? What kind of a country that has fallen to like third. What are we in education now? Like 912? You know what I'm saying?
I say -4.
So like, is it that bad? Are we that uneducated to where like we're choosing leaders who are just still yelling the same rhetoric over and over and over again that was yelled back during the times of slavery? Like, what are we doing right now?
I think for some odd reason, I think the racist white people, and I have to say it because it is, they feel like when 45 got elected, it's their uprising now. Now they're feeling bolder than ever. Obama was, you know, he did his two terms. And 45 got voted in. So when 45 got voted in, it literally kicked open the door for so many of these ridiculous statements.
Right.
These politicians coming out of nowhere saying these things. And the only way to get rid of them is just to get them out the legal way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? There's really no other way.
That's the only way.
Even then, they won't be silenced, but they won't have any power.
They won't have power.
I mean, and that's always... The thing is that it's not really anything new, but like a lot of things we talk about in the show is through the lens of the way communication works in the social media era. So everything's faster, but the issue at heart is still the same, which is... It's a lot easier for you to blame your issues and your problems on someone that doesn't look like you.
Right.
And there are a lot of white folks in America whose families may go back a few more generations than the Central Americans who are crossing over the border now or whose parents did. You know, who might be having a tough go of it, right? If they really researched and looked into, and you know, it's like if someone is causing you problems down the block from you, you're going to figure out who that is and figure out how to deal with it. But the problems that you're having are being caused by somebody in Washington, D.C. or, or your state capital. Right. And guess what? A lot of those people look a lot like you. So it's not really about the look.
Right.
But those people are also using your neighbor who's right down the block from you, who happens to be brown or black or yellow, to make you feel like you're being attacked by them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's not a lecture. That's just like, come on, man.
Yeah,
we ain't got time to try and keep you now. We're trying to get
on.
Everybody's in the same rat race. Like we're at a time right now, man, where you know, gig culture and you know, people working two jobs. It's the average person, it takes 45 minutes for them to get to work and from work. So an hour and 30 minutes a day travel to work, and you're working 8 hours, and most people
a good time to listen to Rap Sex Radio.
It's a great time to listen to Rap Sex Radio.
Day.
For real. Especially if you got like a Tesla or something where you can automatically dial it up. But anyway, but we're probably not talking about you in this segment. Either way.
Plug one.
it takes, you know, 9.5 hour work day. You get home, if you got kids, you gotta take care of your kids. You have to figure out what's going on with the kids, which is, you know, a job within itself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I gotta, you know, just situate myself, my family. I want to make sure that people around me are happy and you know, eat dinner and do regular things with my life. I have to, you know, find time to monitor my health, find time to read up on current events, particularly like what the politicians in my area are doing locally and federally, statewide. I got to kind of keep up with that citywide and jurisdiction-wide. You know what I'm saying? At some point, somebody else has got to do their job. Because you know what happens by the time Friday night hits for most people, or a lot of quite a few people that work an 8-hour job, then they drive a damn Uber or a Lyft because they don't make enough money at their job. So you're telling me that, and the responsibility always seems to fall on that person, right? Your 401k goes under, and I'm basically Curtis Blow at this point, but your 401k goes under, and they're like, well, why would you get a 401k? That's a stupid investment. It's like, yo, Duke, listen, I worked 40 hours. Like Monday. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work a 40-hour, 24-hour day. Like, somebody's got to do their job and stay on top of this. And it doesn't seem like the politicians currently are staying on top. AOC seems like she's on it. Right. But, you know, a couple seem like they're on it. But they don't seem to be in the actual interest of American people as a whole, in total. And that's the problem right now to me. Like, when a dude, like a dumb moronic statement like this comes out, it's like, fam, what is your mind doing right now?
You know, because and also the things that he says that, you know, and I don't listen to everything that he says. Everything I hear him saying paints him as a moron,
right?
But also the things that he's saying that he gets pressed for, it's like it's not moving anything forward. No. All it is making somebody feel better about themselves,
right?
Which.
And or worse.
You can get elected and worse about other people.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so if you can get elected doing that, then I guess that's what you're going to do. But it's like, now we're starting to see other politicians who are showing that, hey, I'm Justin Amash. I can be conservative.
Right.
And, you know, in the traditional sense of like a fiscal conservative or a political conservative for other people and still disagree with the majority of my party.
Right.
Or I can be a candidate for president, Pete Buttigieg, and go on Fox TV, go on Fox and talk to them. Or actually, Justin Amash was the one who, in his town hall, had somebody say that she didn't realize all the things that he was bringing to light from the Mueller report because she didn't hear it on the news that she was watching,
which
you know, one can safely assume was probably Fox News and stuff like that.
Sure,
Which is like, you know, it is what it is, man. If that's all you're listening to, you're going to get one side of the story. Just like if all you watch is media, if all you read is Mediaite or something like that, like you might actually only get a super liberal, you know.
Sure. If you're consuming MSNBC only or consuming Fox News only or one sole thing, I think that's one of the things that everybody in this room is pretty good at is multiple source information. Even if it's a kind of a joking article, just multiple source information is very important. But somebody's got to do their job. Exactly. Somebody's got to do their actual job. The unemployment rate since the Obama era, all the way moving up into Trump's time as president, has rapidly and largely decreased, which means that people are going their butts to work. Folks are going to work, man. They're working. Right. They're putting in the hours of actual work time to feed, fuel, whatever necessary for the economy of America. Like, people are working. So it's not like you got like a 20% unemployment rate where it's like, man, it's just a bunch of lazy people out there. No, it's people are working, man. People are doing their job. So why can't you just do yours? Like, knock the rhetoric off. I don't care anymore. Shut up already.
There was also an issue with Obama where he is he's not an idiot, right? He is a student of the game.
Right.
Which is literally the lowest bar that you can set for a president. You can pretty much say that about any president, but he was, you know, people would talk about him being, you know, boring and not too academic or whatever. It's like, dude, you got to know how things work.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. You know, and you still might have a hard time explaining that to everybody in the country.
Right.
Who you work for all of them.
Right.
Right. The thing that I hate now is that I think you can confidently say that the decrease in unemployment and the rise in the economy, the trends are following along from what he started.
Yeah, from the Obama era. Right? Yes.
At the same time, we can probably all agree that that start was terrible.
Right.
Like, you had nowhere to go but up in the economy and down in the unemployment rate.
Yeah. Right.
So we damn well better be.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
The problem is that none of these politicians right now are saying, oh, this is what we're going to do to continue that and increase and make it better.
Right.
You know, and accelerate the positives and decelerate the negatives. And the only thing they've done is pass that the tax cut, the corporate tax cut.
Right.
Which is now already showing that it's hurting people.
It's showing that it's hurting.
And by the way, the unemployment rate, the people who are working Uber, after they do their 40-hour a week job, guess what? That's why they're employed.
I saw last night a Lyft vehicle. You know, saw a Lyft driver, but it was a BMW Lyft.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So you tell me the struggle ain't real. You had a BMW. I guess nowhere to keep the BMW. I don't know, but the struggle is real at this point.
It struggles super real, man. People have to wear, I mean, without exaggerating too much, there are a large amount of people that have to work two jobs to just maintain, especially in you know, larger cities where gentrification is taking over and you know, the economy is changing. Like, it's a lot, man. It's so much that I kind of just don't want to hear this type of nonsense coming out of a politician's mouth. Like, I get that there are people out there who are like, well, why do you trust them anyway? It's like, dude, what do you want me to do? Like, yo, knock it off, fam. Like, we working. Yeah. Just because you on Facebook putting up sheep images doesn't mean that you know what you're talking about. Like, somebody has to be trustworthy. Somebody has to do their damn job. And we have to move on to the next topic.
We can go all night on this one.
Yeah. We could. So we talked about tigers last week. Which tiger you think we talking about right now?
Let me guess.
All right, so I'm going to pass this off to Sakota One in just a moment. But
yeah, because you know I'm a golf student of the game.
Yes.
Speaking of students of the game.
All right, so this actually could have been out here tripping, but I kind of figured that we'd kind of discuss it. We might even be able to throw, we probably won't throw the Kanye thing in here. Tiger Woods, man. Tiger Woods is out here. Basically, he agreed with the decision to suspend his former coach, Hank Haney, following Haney's comments on his own Sirius XM show regarding the U.S. Women's Open. So, what did Frank Haney say? So, Frank Haney basically said that he doesn't really know any of the names of the players on the LPGA, and that's perfectly fine. I thought that was kind of funny because I say that about the WNBA. But but then he followed it up by predicting that a Korean golfer would probably win. You're still good, man, Haney. You're still rolling. And then he said, we'll probably just go with a name like Lee. And even if we don't know the first name, I'd get a bunch of them right. All right, Haney. Now you're out. You were good.
So you're like, it's okay to be sexist and mildly racist. But if you get specific on the racism.
No, because okay.
Yeah, you're pushing it.
Let me, you know, let's play the white card real quick. All right.
Okay.
Fine, do this. Yeah. Without Michelle Wee, name five other LPGA players.
Can't.
All right, I don't so he was good.
I'm right? also not Tiger Woods' coach.
That is true.
Former coach.
Right. Fine, fair enough. He takes an L there, but we don't know neither, so there's that.
Right.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you have Kobe saying that he loves the purity of the WNBA game in the same week, right?
Okay.
That's, I don't know. I don't know why he said that. I don't know what prompted.
Well, no, I would argue that he's right.
I would assume he could name six.
Well, yeah, but the WNBA, like the Sparks, are probably one of the bigger teams, though. So yeah,
you're still making excuses. Though.
No, I got you. Listen, man, just roll with me up to the point.
Why the Sparks be
one of the bigger? What's the larger market? It's one of the largest market teams. It's actually one of the teams that gets the most attendance for the WNBA. Yeah, like it's I think the other one is the one in Minnesota. They actually get a pretty good attendance too. Okay.
Yeah, they raised their their minimum wage to $15 an hour. So God bless them.
God bless them. Good job.
Okay.
And then like the Liberty, like I know a little bit about the WNBA, but not enough to even care. But the other thing is this. So to say, a Korean golfer would win. Okay, that's fresh. You're saying that you might be. I take it as you saying the Korean golfers are dominating the sport, which is dope. Like, give them credit where credit is due.
Right.
But then you was like, and the name is probably going to be Lee. and I could just pick a name out the sky, and it's just gonna be one of them niggas. So let's just keep it. Like, come on, Dan. Like, why you gotta do all that? Like, you could have chilled. You was good. So I'm saying, like chill out. But Tiger Woods basically said he was suspended from his show, and Tiger Woods basically said, like, yeah, you deserve that. You can't view the world like that. Which Tiger?
Tiger, you know, he manned up. He stepped up to the podium. Right. He, you know, out of respect, he took his MAGA hat off, and then he said he deserved.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We want man. Tiger. Man.
And then he got a pat on the back from mommy when he got home, and it was all good.
Yep, good job. That's good job.
I mean, Hank Haney is the dopest character in King of the Hill, too. By the way.
Okay. Let's break this down.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too much into Trump anymore because we already did the political thing at the start of the show.
Can I say how I feel about him real quick?
I'm a little sick of Trump, like, rubbing black folks' shoulders to make sure that he knows, like, that we know they're connected. Like, basically, like,
Biden, Tiger.
It was like, it was sketchy, fam. I was like, them hands is... You gotta get your hands off me. This is a lot.
He like, you know, ooh, I mean? Tiger.
Yeah,
hmm.
Yeah, he's.
I ain't touched a black man like this since. since last week.
I was gonna say since Kanye, but you know that's.
Yeah, last week. Yeah, I said, okay, I'm not. Behave. I've been trying to behave. I'm working. I'm trying to work on myself. Everybody, I'm trying to work.
Yeah, we still on the
let's
level.
Let's go. Yeah, we're good.
I'm kind of done with that. But
the other thing is that Haney. Because I was like, there's a reason why this happened. So Haney had written a book where he was spilling, God, I'm going to try really hard not to use the common current
vernacular. He was spilling tea.
Mm-hmm.
Get him, Kev.
Do it.
Vernacular,
welcome to the millennium. Do it.
Yes.
Let's go.
Turn the page. Open yourself up to the new generation, Kev.
It's a little bit of new head, young head energy right there.
Yeah, so
there
he,
it is.
You know, he was snitching.
He threw some shade at Tiger in the
recent. I think so, yeah. You know, and it was after the, you know, Tiger's fall from grace or whatever. So
okay,
like, you know,
okay.
If you're Tiger, you're like, come on, man.
All right, so yeah, Tiger has some reason to get back. All right,
what's going on? Yeah, Tiger had the bullets had been in the chamber, I think.
Yeah, he said, you can't view the world like that, but then you are friends with the president. So that was reported by ESPN. Bob Herrick, senior writer for ESPN, reported that. I wonder if he fell asleep while reporting it because it was golf.
Okay. A-track. Track.
It's not baseball.
I mean, hey. At least baseball is somewhat exciting. Like, golf is...
Hey, golf is exciting.
Oh, that's a question I have.
If you like golf, then golf is exciting.
Okay,
if
that
you
was,
don't
I
like
thought
golf,
you were gonna say something really cool. If you fall asleep on it for the whole day.
If you fall asleep on golf and you wake up and be like this, Nicky, you only on the fifth hole? You son of a bitch, right. You about to move on.
My dad, by the way, is a master with the DVR now.
Right.
Okay.
Cause he used to hate taping games.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, it was like most of us. It's like when VCRs came into mainstream.
Nobody like, young should be
I want to watch
this
it live. Right. I don't want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's way better to watch it live.
But now he will fast forward through every out of a baseball game and stuff, but golf he does not touch.
Really? He'll watch the whole thing? He'll... That is amazing, man.
Yeah.
God bless your dad.
God bless him. I like the fact that they moved them. At some point, I feel like in the 90s, they moved the announcers off of the green or off the grass so they don't have to whisper.
That was really crazy. He approaches them.
Yeah.
Well, that's also because people are acting like idiots out on the, you know, in the fairway now, the fans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why do they surround the ball?
Well, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were watching it on TV, like watching. We
it's
were
like a
lunches.
Car crash.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, also shout to my dad. This is how boring baseball is. He will be fast forwarding, and while he's fast forwarding, fall asleep. So if I'm there with him, like if I'm in the other room, and I'm like, why is it so quiet? I'm looking. I'm like, he's literally gone from, like, you know, bottom of the first to, you know, top of the ninth. I'm like, Dad, the game's over, man. You gotta turn on Maury or some shit like that.
That's great.
Okay. And mildly further into political agenda news, no. But in mildly, this doesn't have to stick to the political side of things. But I like how the tagline you put on this, where Georgia can rig voting, but not Nielsen ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Entertainment companies are, along with like NBC Universal, Netflix, and some of like much larger studios, Sony.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, pretty much all of them actually are basically threatening to pull their business out of Georgia based on the new abortion law, which was signed on May 7th in Georgia. Okay. So the anti-abortion law has kind of made lawmakers back down. Some prominent Georgia lawmakers, including former candidate Stacey Abrams, and she's kind of like, I don't know if this is the best idea, basically. She's not super hype about it because she feels like it'll punish Georgians for something that she doesn't feel like most Georgians agree with. So,
well, also, by the way, the media companies are being kind of delicate with it. They're finessing the situation by saying we're going to think about
our position
in the matter, right? Which is the it's the gentle nudge, so that the person you're shaking hands with can feel the heat under your jacket, right? That's what that is, just so that it's like, you know, don't do this. You don't need to do it.
Yeah, it's not worth
it. Don't do it, and we know that you know that you have the only ungentrified, you know, landscape left in America that we can shoot The Walking Dead in. You know, like, are we going to have to go take The Walking Dead to Bushwick or something like that? Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't want to have... Neither one of us wants to have to do that.
It's a crazy thing, though, because a lot of people are really not... are really into companies pulling the flex. Like, people want companies to flex more often than not.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So this is... where you're right, this is a gentle flex. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm easily pacified by these things. But I'm like, damn, it's pretty crazy for that many companies, large companies, to be like, you know what, dude? Y'all keep this up, and we out. I wonder how Georgia's going to respond. Like,
yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll see. I don't know. They'll cheat the system somehow. I love how the article I read put the Duplass brothers in that. You know, Mark. I was like, oh, they jumped in. That's dope. The league. You watch the league? It's all good. I'm like, you guys shoot your movies in the lake behind my house. Like, I love you. Yes. Like, come on, man. You don't need Georgia. Come on.
Yeah, you guys are good, man. I don't know, man. Sure, like, as far as, so I think Archer, the show Archer,
right,
is basically filmed it, made. In Georgia, not filmed, because whatever, it's a cartoon. Right. But
how about say
it is made in Georgia? That's the thing. So
I feel like they only did that so they could put the peach.
I do too.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the thing, made in Georgia. With he's like, trip me out.
So what? Okay.
So what? Who cares? Yeah. But let's say you're a person who works on Archer.
Okay.
You're now you got to pack your family up and move them to Los Angeles, basically, or Vancouver, or
all right.
Okay. Or whatever.
Got to move.
You hype or you not hype?
I think I'd be a little... I don't know. That's
it's not like moving to the IE.
Why are you... Why is bashing that?
It isn't. It's not like moving to the IE at all.
Just want to say to our IE listeners, we love y'all. Hey,
we do.
We do.
We really
we
do.
Love y'all.
Come on. People in the IE are like... Yeah, he's kind of right. Fuck, he's right.
Is that the desert? Is the IE?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like the IE, like most borders in, metropolitan areas of America, the borders just have shifted so that the IE is like halfway to Vegas.
Right. Like the IE is like all the way
like up San Bernardino County goes like all the way damn near to like Vegas.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
It's crazy. I'm sure there are conversations in offices in downtown LA now that are like, oh, you live in Temecula? You're lucky.
Yeah.
My drive's crazy. Yeah.
There aren't. There are not any conversations. Like, no, I work in Glendale, and people are like, oh, you live in West Covina? That's a drive. And the person next to me would be like, I live in Ontario. And they'd be like, you stupid. Like, why would you drive?
Right.
Why don't you just go from the airport?
This is only flying. Reflective of California folks or Southern California folks or even, you know, a few of those. Yeah. Listen, man. So I hop on the 210 every morning, right? And I listen to the traffic report every morning before I hop on.
Old head energy. Old right. head energy.
Go.
Give it.
So
it,
do you find it. The traffic report more useful than like an app?
Yes.
Because I'm relearning all that, having just moved back.
Yeah, I do. Well, I do because the traffic report, like the app doesn't catch up to the minute things.
Okay.
So like an accident can happen, you know, 4 or 5 exits ahead of you.
Right.
And you may not. You know, the app is still like, green, baby, go. And gotcha. You're like, oh, now I'm sitting here for 5 hours. Yeah. Right. The amount of accidents that happen between the 57 and 605, or the 57 in like Sunland, or what, or not Sunland, what's the street? Like, basically in the San Dimas area. Dude, it's every
Are you
morning.
Saying that there's an LPGA facility between the 57 and the
6? Tiger Woods. I didn't ask him to do it. All right, Tiger. You know what I mean?
And y'all was worried about
how
me.
Many white wives are you on, Tiger? You're on your third. Wow. Or just saying. Keep going. You know what I mean? Do it.
And y'all was worried about me on the show.
No, still. Well, what we haven't done,
man.
Mama Woods is
was
like,
call Grumpy Cat's owner. Like, we haven't done that. You've done that. All right. Wait, so listen. Yeah, I remember it. It's chill. We're still not as bad. You got a line that we haven't crossed yet.
You're setting the bar.
Yeah, you've set the bar. We're way below that bar.
Just to let everybody know, when something bad goes down, Shug. They like Shug.
You're the scapegoat?
They be like, don't Shug that beer. Like, yo, I'm a verb. I feel great. I feel
hey,
good.
Dude. It's funny that we're on track. I didn't even try to segue.
I was going to say.
I wasn't going to
This is going to be the whole driving
segment. There we go.
This is going to be the whole driving segment.
Let's do it.
Can I tell a story real quick, though,
sure,
to kick it off?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I really do. Because I think I don't know if I put it on Facebook. I don't know if I thought I tweeted about it. But last week when it was raining, you know, during the Memorial Day weekend, which is a great time for it to rain, God. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks.
I'm driving west or north on the 5, and I've never had this happen where it was pouring rain, and then it would stop, and then it would start raining again. But then right at sunset, I'm driving, and the sun just blasts through the clouds.
Mm, nice.
And I've never had this happen. And I've only really driven in Southern California. Right?
Your whole life.
My whole life. Where the entire freeway is wet and slick so that the sun is blasting through the clouds. It's pouring rain. The sun is reflecting off the pavement. Nobody can... you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Oh. It's worse than fog. And everyone slowed down.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Except the Prius.
Damn it, Prius.
And I would have pulled off the freeway if I was in the slow lane.
Right. And the Prius,
and the Prius
can only
is
go
just
so fast.
Blasting up the slow lane like a jerk.
Like a jerk. Which you, even though you may not have been able to catch it, or likely wouldn't have tried to catch up to the Prius, what you needed was road wave.
What is road wave?
Speak on it.
Right. So, have you ever wanted to tell the driver behind you exactly what you thought about them at the time that you were driving? Well, now you can. Thanks to an LED sign called Road Wave that you place in your back windshield. NBCWashington.com reports via the homeboy Omega, a.k.a. Doc Who, shout out to y'all, spit kicker in the building.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That this device, you place it in the back windshield, it's an LED thing, and you can basically tell the driver how you feel. You can apologize. You can, you know, generally what they try to do, you can ask to merge. All of these things on an LED light on the back window. First of all, I thought of this years ago, right? And I think of it every so often when I'm driving.
I have so many questions about this, but go on.
And every time I think about it, that's all good. Every time I think about it, I think it's a terrible idea.
That's yes.
It's the worst
idea. So you came up with the idea and you're like, no,
there's no way. And when I told my wife, she was like, I thought of that too. And I was like, did you think it was terrible? She was like, no. And I was like, okay, then yeah, you have a problem, okay? Okay, I kind of want Kev. I want you to ask you questions because I think this is gonna lead to a lot. But I feel like this is only gonna make road rage worse. Because
I think so.
Yeah.
Think about how your Twitter feed looks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, first of all, how do you enter the text that goes into right. the sign?
You gonna die. You gonna die entering the text to begin with.
Exactly. And then you're gonna get a ticket.
For touching your phone.
And you're going to miss your court date because you're dead.
Because you're dead. And the person behind you trying to read what you said is going to die or run into your stupid car, which right. is another thing.
Right. Which means your heir will not get your car.
Right.
Because so, you're dead.
And what sign do you put up when the person runs into your back of your damn car reading the sign?
Stop. Like, stop.
Stop. Exactly. Stop, 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 stop. Please. What I think, just to answer the question, is I think you can preset the messages. So you just hit a button.
What, like okay. a, no.
I'm serious. I mean, no.
I mean, so I get it, but.
Wait, this sign is going to be on the back
yeah,
of
so it? It's in your back window.
Yeah. Mm. That's already got to be like, there are also laws about what you can put in your back window. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if you put the sign that says baby on board, that means I don't give a fuck what you think about my driving skills.
There it is.
And I'm this a maniac.
It's very true. This is so true.
Hey, that's sure.
so
true. Yo. All right, man. This is your time to shine. Because I'm actually really interested. Driver cuts you off.
Yes.
You have the LED sign on your back window.
Okay.
You pull in front of the driver. What does your sign say? It's going to be so vulgar.
Oh. Man, I hate the pressure of thinking that's going to be vulgar.
I'm yeah, saying.
That hurts, Trek, because I
but see, this is a good example, though.
It hurts.
That's
it hurts.
A good example, though, because, see. Because
I would say, you fuck-face dipshit, why?
Right.
Is that less than 140 characters?
I think so. Wait,
yeah,
I
how
think
many
so.
Characters do you get?
Let's see, fuck-face.
Fam, when they put the I'm sorry with the sad face in the video, I was like, yo, so am I changing my sexuality with this son? Like, what exactly am I doing at this point?
You know, cut me off.
Yeah. There have yeah. definitely been times when I'm like, oh, that was me.
Yo, I've actually my waved bad. To people and be like, yo, my bad. Right. My bad, my bad. Yeah, and yeah, people yeah. tend to respond pretty well to that. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like, I've never had a person be like, no, it is your bad. And then keep, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think most people recognize that you make mistakes on the road. And as long as you're not a jerk about it, you're perfectly fine.
Right. Yeah.
But if I put a sign in my back window that I can, you know, my instant reaction to what happened on the freeway can be immediately posted for the driver. No.
No.
No, no.
But it's also
no.
a function of your personality already, right?
It should
Which
be.
Is,
yeah, it should be.
That just gives people who are going to cut you off anyway, they're going to put, I'm sorry, and then they're going to cut you off.
Right? It's like the California.
What's the turn signal?
It's like
for?
The California thing. Like, what's a blinker for in Dude, something? It doesn't mean anything.
It kills me.
Yeah, no
this is the thing. You don't need to use it all the time. If you're no. the only one on the road, who cares?
Who cares?
True.
But if you're getting ready to make a left turn in front of me, and then you don't signal that you're making a left turn, and then we both feel like assholes, and then when you're driving by me, you look at me like I'm the
like
jerk.
Like I did something. But the other thing is, but on the freeway,
I want to see the back of your car. I want to see the sign that says I'm sorry. That's the least you can do.
Fair enough. Right. Fair enough. This but then true. They had to slow down to put the I'm sorry down. So now you got to ride 15 miles slower than normal. But the other thing is, a blinker in Cali on the freeway basically means don't let me over.
That's the, yes. And that's something yeah. that I've matured out of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like somebody they not, blinker, I give them time to like get over.
Yo,
but when they cut their blinker on, I'm like, okay, you about to get over? Right? Like, I wait like honestly 10, 15 seconds, like because I'm giving you space to get over.
Yeah.
And then
you are in the minority of people, though.
And then
I'm
and
actually then, with him. On
I
that
feel thing. Like we're in the minority of people, though.
And, yeah, we have yeah, to be.
And then well, I'm generally. Like, and then I'll give them like 20, 25 seconds, and they just blinker still on. I'm like, all right, I'm about to go past you, and then they get over. I'm like this. That's where you fuck face dipshit. Why in the hell did you get over?
Now you got, but then you got to speed up to pass them. Then
right.
you got to pull in front of them and slow
exactly.
down so they can read
much
it.
Effort. Yeah.
It's okay. a terrible idea. But
it's also, I go back to the whole thing, which is at some point, well before I get angry at anybody, well before I do anything crazy,
right?
Like trying to just speed up to just yeah. look at somebody
right.
and how stupid they look, is right. realizing that like, because there was a time when a younger dude with a shaved head wearing Lokes
okay, so you.
Could drive
right.
and maybe not look like the least threatening person in the world.
Right.
You know, because you can't tell that I'm 5'4 when I'm sitting down in my car. But yeah, now, right, if I pull up on you and I'm older,
it's like
with this, the same shaved head, but I have a kid in the back in a car seat, it's like, no, you're not hard.
You're not,
I know what your limits are.
Well, you've got something to lose. It's the funniest thing in the world. Like, yo, side note, man.
No.
By the way, their Kickstarter aimed for $20,000 and raised $58,000. So there are people out here that seem
to it's a Kickstarter thing?
Yeah, it was a Kickstarter thing. It's out. They aimed for, their target was $20,000 and they raised $58,000.
Oh, can they put the excess toward the border wall? Or
they could. They could. But they won't.
They fill out the paperwork
correctly.
Put up a fence. Pit bull hopping over your paperwork.
Extra slat.
For real. No, to get in the car with Shug, you know what I'm saying, who most people find intimidating upon view, and had that dude reach into the glove compartment and pull out his glasses so that he could drive is one of the oldest things I've ever experienced in my life. And I laugh every time to myself. I just be like, that is so hilarious.
Hey, I need my glasses to see at night.
You're being responsible.
Yeah, the fuck you
just wanted this. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying it's hilarious.
This is a segment on the show that we call Trek is a little bit of a jerk.
A little bit.
I'm fine.
I'm okay with that.
Trek?
I had to tell people this week, like, you know, I don't have to be your friend. Like, knock it off. What are we doing?
You tell
right
people
now?
That every week.
Yeah.
In
I basically
writing
have to remind people that. Yeah.
And post a video.
Chill out. I had to post a video.
So, yeah, no. So, this is the thing about the reason why I believe my theory on why people don't let you merge in California, especially. I don't think anywhere, but because they all have PTSD from the one elderly person. Who signaled, but then decided that they weren't just going to cut you off. They needed to get all the way from the right side of the road to the left-hand turn lane, five feet before the intersection.
I actually don't have a problem with, too much of a problem with people who don't let you merge on to, like, over into the fast lane. Like, you got to hustle your way over there as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
My thing is, let people off the damn freeway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, come on, fam. Like, that'll give us all more room. Let them go. Like, what are you doing? Let them off. Like, when people don't let people off the freeway, it's a whole other thing. But, yo, we got a couple more minutes. We got to do this. We have to do it.
Do it.
There's no reason. It is a weird reason why we haven't done it, though. No reason. Cocaine Shrimp. That's Let's right. talk about this joint real quick. That was my
rap name.
Cocaine.
Cocaine
People
Shrimp.
Don't know he's 5'4 until... Okay, that was good, Kev. Good job.
Thank you.
I didn't put a... Jesus, what are we doing here? May 2nd, NPR reported that traces of a cocaine and pesticide have been detected in shrimp in the UK.
Right.
Wow.
We have dubbed Cocaine Shrimp as the next Ghostface killer. Well, it's just Ghostface now, right? Next Ghostface album title. Uh-huh. Yo, Shug. Do you eat shrimp, Shug?
Yes.
Yes.
I do that.
Would you like a little cocaine in your shrimp? Or is that?
How about no?
Where?
What?
Where did the cocaine come from to be in the damn shrimp?
I'll watch a drug show. That shit probably pop up.
I feel like this was just all of Diddy's yacht parties in the 90s. caused the entire epidemic.
What's Lori Loughlin's daughter's name? It's like a bunch of USC graduates.
It's like cocaine and the shrimp.
What are you? What's up?
That's a smuggler. Like, why would you smuggle? It had to definitely be a smuggler.
Well,
gotta
be. But it's not. It's not necessarily that's a smuggler because there's pesticide in there. So it's what's in the water.
It's
at this point.
No, it's a horrible drug dealer.
Pesticide and cocaine.
Like, they're like, we're going to give them cocaine, but we're going to put some other shit in there. We're going to kill them.
At that point, it becomes crack, actually. It's
exactly crack. Wow.
That's basically what crack is.
Not lemon heads.
Not lemon heads. That show is so dope. yo, the Last OG is a dope show.
Oh, wow. Did they...
Yeah.
I need to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Mixmaster Spade.
Oh, no. They flipped it. They flipped it on that show. Yo. So my first thing is, like, you know, my mom orders shrimp sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just thinking, like, where is this shrimp imported from at this point? I realize that it's likely local. But I also, I don't eat shrimp anymore.
Oh, okay.
Why?
For various reasons. Various reasons. One of the reasons is that...
That's not good enough for me.
No, I'll give you one.
Okay.
One of the reasons is I saw like this show or whatever where they showed like the people dipping a tire into the water.
Okay.
Right. Like it was like an old tire. Like it wasn't like they cleaned the tire out and pulled that joint up, and that's where all the shrimp, that's how they were catching shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh, was using old. Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, fam, I'm good.
Okay. What, you know what I mean? And what?
I mean, I don't want to eat that. Like,
okay. Straight. Was it in the States?
Plus, people don't the really, they don't, people don't vein their shrimp either.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of nasty.
It's
yeah,
nasty.
The though. poop line?
Yeah. People yeah, don't, yeah, people don't vein their shrimp. Yeah. They don't clean out the poop line. I'm good on that.
Listen, you know, man. I mean, I've never been a cokehead, but it strikes me that with all the things that we do to the environment, if you are, you know, a carnivore, or you know, you're not vegan,
right?
The things that you ingest that are in the animals that you eat because of things that humans do.
Sure,
cocaine is literally one of the better things.
This is true. Well, it's cocaine that's and true. Pesticide, though. So if it was just coke, I'd be like, yeah, let's have
guess
some shrimp.
What? They cancel each other out. How about that?
So you're just eating regular shrimp.
Yeah. At the end of the day, shrimp zero.
I watched somebody from New Orleans one time like eat crawfish.
Yeah.
Eat them up.
I've had crawfish, yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, your family's from Louisiana, your mom's side. Like,
yes.
Did they bite the heads off?
No, I think they pull the heads off.
I seen somebody bite the head off.
Yo, really?
Yeah, man. I was like, that's your disgusting human being. Yeah, what are you doing?
What do you mean, like to eat it?
Yeah, they eat the whole thing. Okay. Yeah, they eat the whole crawfish. They don't spare the head. Like, they still eat the head. Even if they pull it off, they eat the head.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's another topic.
That's like being at a party. All right, last point before we close it down. That's like being at a party where like, they serve fish, but it's the whole fish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like you I don't want it.
Branzino.
Yeah.
It's good Branzino.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What's wrong with you?
I'll eat it. I just feel, I'm like, damn, homie, you just got to be staring at me the whole time, like while I cut your whole side out real quick.
Just pop the eyes out.
Yeah. That's true. You could do that. Okay. So now that all of our dietary restrictions have been named. Thank y'all for listening, man. This is Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
That's right.
And your homeboy Mr. Shug.
Word up.
We're still seeing if Mr. Shug can hang.
I don't
on the show.
It's really nice being on the show.
It's
Appreciate it.
Calling this dude that I've known for 30 years. But I'm respecting the professionalism of calling him Mr. Shug.
As opposed to his government name,
okay.
Which he's put on the track. Yeah. He's put my government name on track.
I have, because that's how I know you. But anyway.
As Cleveland Brown would say.
The homie Durr.
Do y'all want just say my government name?
No. We just
said I'll say it.
No. Durr.
My government name is
Durr.
And don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I'd like to give a special shout out to the Spit Kicker fam, man. They actually do listen to the show.
Word.
My folks, man.
All right.
Shout out to my man Omega Doc, who a lot of the articles that I get are from him. Dude, his timeline is like epic. He's like the man, yo.
So all those cats are Spit Kicker.
That's
the crazy Craig thing is because you know I used to hang out with right after I moved to New York, I would hang out with Len and Bones and Courtney and S. at Sirius when they did the Spit Kicker show.
Yeah.
Renee John Sandy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything is full circle.
I always thought their board was better than the other board. But anyway, shout out to y'all, man. Thank y'all for rolling through. Yeah, because that site people were kind of dickheads. But shout out to y'all, even the Dat Site people that probably listen to this show that just heard me call y'all dickheads. And we are out of here. Like last year, we'll see y'all next week. Or we won't see y'all, but we'll kick it with y'all next week. RapSucksRadio.com. Peace.
Gone.